Why you roll your ankle though?
The soles make the shit so tall.
I busted halfway.
They're for running in a straight line.
That's what they for?
Yeah.
Getting your run
They're
on.
They're not for playing basketball. And that was the last time I had some Saucony's.
I could see you playing basketball in them if it was like they was your only shoes and you had to go to like PE type shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'll call them Zucconis from now on.
Yeah, B. You fucked the whole word up. Zucconi.
Yeah.
I've been pronouncing this shit
my whole life. It's been Zucconi, bro.
I fucking love Zucconi. Fucked my whole ankle up. Man.
Yeah, though.
So, like,
man, running shoes.
You want to sue Saucony, cuz?
No, I'm just saying.
No, man, you got to
have... They owe you some bread?
No, I realize when you play basketball, you got to have, like, ankle support shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can, like, once you try to stop on a dime in basketball, it's different than football and shit. Football, you can still be agile, but it's different.
You're running a straight line to have, like, a bunch of cushion in.
Yeah.
So that, like, when you're going up and down,
yeah, it's really gonna twist your shit.
But if you're trying to,
yeah, you're gonna be like,
do the wiggle with the wiggle and shit.
Yeah, it's gonna
twist your shit. Yeah. You need a whole different thing.
But I wonder.
You need high tops.
I fucking wonder though. Okay, they make basketball shoes that can be low top though, as long as you got enough cushion around the ankle and shit. Because that be seeming mad dangerous.
You can tape your shit up. You can wrap your shit up.
Yeah, true.
There's different ways to do it.
True.
Because it's like, say, like who was that? Andrew, was that Andrew Bogut that messed Kawhi ankle up that time, bro? Like, stood in dude way and shit? Was that Andrew Bogut?
And then even just stepping on somebody's shoe and then rolling your shit off they fucking
Zaza Zaza Pachulia, wasn't it? I think it was Zaza.
That happened a lot, because you step on somebody's shoe, and then you roll your shit off they foot.
Ooh, I be feeling that shit through the TV though. I be like, damn, son.
No, that was like the NBA got like really philosophical during that episode, because it was like, is a foul only a foul if you intentionally do it?
Mm-hmm.
Does your soul have to decide to foul for it to be a foul? Or does your body
got
making the foul
wiggle?
Unintentionally, accidentally, creating the foul. Is that still a foul if you didn't mean to? It was an accident.
That's how I'd be feeling.
It got really philosophical. The answer was no, a foul is a fucking foul.
I mean,
fuck Zaza Pachulia for being such a fucking klutz.
You could be out here roughing people up like Bobby Portis, though. Seeing how Bobby Portis, like, back-to-back nights, he was knocking motherfuckers' heads off.
Bro. Bobby Portis...
True gladiator.
Bobby Portis knows what he's doing, and I don't think even Bobby Portis will deny that. But it's like when Kelly Olynyk hurt Kevin Love in the first of the 4 years that LeBron was on the Cavs.
What
I think
he tried to rip dude shit out the
maybe
socket.
Be the best finals performance of all time.
Yeah.
When he somehow took it to 6 games against the Warriors team that would go on to win like 26 games in a row after that finals, and then set the record for the most wins ever.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for his performance in the finals after that,
yeah,
what would be the best?
Hey.
Budapest.
But what took Kevin Love out was a Kelly Olynyk, like a fake ass box out, where he pretended like,
I don't think
I'm
this
just
guy
so
should
clumsy.
Even be in the league anymore.
I'm just so clumsy. I just accidentally tore Kevin Love's ACL by just boxing out like a clown.
Rip arms out. Our good friend, Lawrence Taylor Johnson.
I'm
lost.
Lawrence Taylor Johnson. It's Will. That shit was hilarious, though. Yeah, man, y'all ready to go, man? Dill finna go take a shit outside or something.
Dale got the back door open. That's why you feel a draft, arts and crafts. Arts and crafts. You feel the draft.
I'll take a lollipop.
Blast.
It's the lollipop, kid.
Up her. Cash. Ah, you thought I was finna say ass, but I still said ass.
Put the
ass. Hey, eating grass. On the path. Got them freestyles.
What the butt? It's legit. What the fuck? I can't quit. Man, nope. You say, what the fuck?
Us. Us. What is this? Us. Like I'm about to say like a cliche brick. Rapper line say... A cliche rapper line would say that I got your bitch on my dick. Cliche rapper line. Cliche. What's another rapper cliche line? Rapper line?
Man, I'm feeling fine. Change like wine. 31 before your bitch. Yo,
Will, do you remember?
Cliche rap lines. Cliche rap lines.
Hey,
do you know some cliche rap lines? Do you know some cliche rap lines? Do you know some cliche rap lines?
Just making.
Don't nobody know no cliche rap lines, kid. Why must I cry? Why must I cry?
No, but we did like all the hits.
Lawrence Taylor Johnson. My nigga name was Zachary Taylor Thomas, and this motherfucker. That nigga had hella names, bro. Fuck up. Zachary Taylor Thomas, bro. Why must I cry? Y'all ain't save me no shots, though. This friendship might be over now. Love you guys, though. What's up? We finna go around here and see what they got going on. What the going on? If we finna go see if it's regular club night at the club, bro.
Cook that shit.
Regular club night at the club deal hit.
That nigga spit back around.
Spit back around.
I think I hit the spin.
If it's regular club night at the club,
that's Rihanna, man. Immediately.
If it's regular club night at the club, regular club night at the club, regular club night at the club.
Regular club night at the club.
Hey, regular club night at the club, man. That's straight the hook. That should be an EDM song and shit, bro.
Regular night at the
I wish we had the NPC, we could do that shit immediately. Regular club night at the club. Hey.
I'll never stop.
Hey. Hey.
Why?
Hey. Why? Regular club night at the club.
That's a silly song.
Why must I cry? Why must I cry?
Will sing this shit the other day. He was like, me and Dale made up a song. He was like, why must I cry? Why?
Y'all fucking
it's
shit.
A, it's an opera, ain't it?
Yeah. Why?
It's just straight out opera.
Why must I cry?
Why must I cry? Why?
That's a
why
deep
must
song.
I cry?
Yeah, it's a deep song.
You hear me, bro? Straight up. It's hella people on stage singing that shit. Right?
They hear
different
notes. Why must we cry?
Are y'all silly as hell, dog?
Hey, man. I
y'all might be the funniest motherfuckers I know. Oh, and I don't know that many motherfuckers. Yeah, put that fight on, head ass dude.
Yeah,
I just flamed him.
Why must we fight? Why must we fight?
Why must we fight? Why must we fight? Fuck nah, bro. Hey. Y'all might be the funniest motherfuckers I know. See how I rewinded in time and said the same shit.
Yeah, this is good timing.
Maybe? Yeah, this is perfect timing. I like it. Who you think finna win, though?
I don't know. I'm definitely turning for the other guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is McGregor a tool?
Okay, is the guy wears my arm right there?
Because that'd be incredible.
Yeah. What if he knock his ass out, though?
It's all good, man. Hey,
did he just pick a dude that's whack as hell because he knew he was going to beat his ass?
I don't know. I'm just saying, look, the other fighter had to come out and, like, a clan hook and suddenly be like, yo, I'm from McGregor right now.
Yeah, type shit.
I don't know who he's fighting, but I definitely...
What's popping, son? Slime.
Hey, bro, you been watching that Wu-Tang show?
Yeah, bro.
That shit. Oh.
I can't wait for season two. That shit gonna be hidden.
That light-skinned dude that robbed that Jamaican dude for his chain.
Yeah, bro. They straight had this some straight smoke, dude.
Yeah.
That was like some real shit, though. It just let you know the hood real everywhere, bro.
I've been wanting to like start rapping like them niggas though, like, but like formulate my style, they style it to my style.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, you just gotta listen to enough of it, you will.
Oh, I downloaded like, dude, I downloaded the 36 Chambers, I watched the movies.
Yeah. You a real nigga, man. I done straight.
I already know real shit, man.
Huh?
They just put them on Netflix, bro.
On that shit.
If you ain't got Netflix, I got a Netflix account you can use.
Yeah, I be using
Amazon.
I be using the motherfucking shit.
That shit.
I got Hulu too.
Yeah, me too. Off and on, motherfucker. Yeah, heard me. Chirp.
I watched a movie on Hulu called Overlord. That shit was.
Man, I've been trying to. What is this shit about? Is that like on the cover, like a nigga face, like look crazy?
Like Nazi.
Like, yeah, I know some Nazi shit.
And like the Nazis was like doing like these crazy experiments on people. So it was like
niggas turned to zombies or some shit.
They've seen how long you stay with.
Who have been? Is it any familiar faces in them?
Nah, but like the main character is black dude though. It's dope as fuck.
Is he in there smoking shit?
Bruh, yeah, watch that shit.
Real
it's
one.
It's the dopest movie I've ever seen.
Hey, no rush in this room. They've seen how many people stay awake.
I don't know, man, but that new Terminator movie, bruh, with the new...
I've been trying to finish that motherfucker.
They was giving people...
That shit, bruh, it's hitting, though.
They just put people in chambers, right? I read this in the book. They just put people in chambers and they just give them gas that'll make them be more excited and see how long that a person can
stay awake without sleep. When I was in college, I actually took a class about... The Nazi era, bro. That shit was crazy.
Yeah,
they was doing some crazy ass
shit. Yeah, niggas was doing
some
crazy ass
shit. Fucked up shit
with
people, bro.
Yeah, bro. Everything. Like, you gotta be a straight maniac, though. Like, just straight.
They put
get enjoyment out of this shit.
They put them in a chamber, right? And they wanted to see at what pressure, basically, that a motherfucker can withstand, right? So, like, the thing saying that, like, the pressure just kept increasing. Dude, body was just getting big and big and shit, bro. I don't know if the nigga exploded, bro, or imploded, but, like... Either way, it fucked him up with the higher pressure that kept putting in that motherfucking...
Do y'all know anybody that spontaneously combusted, bro?
Hey, bro, it was some niggas that was spontaneous combusted in that movie, bro.
Hey, bro, because I seen that shit on Unsolved Mysteries. Bro. Niggas straight just like spontaneously combusted, bro.
Hey, I got some.
I was like, what?
You heard what I said? Implosion or explosion, you know?
Yo, I got some dope ass baby clothes.
Can you implode?
They don't know nobody, huh? They don't know nobody that straight spontaneously combusted, though. That's mad words and shit.
That's
because
you spontaneously combust, dude. They say, like, I guess,
like you are no more type shit. Who is this nigga?
Donald Cerrone. Donald Cowboy.
He, Cowboy, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he be kicking ass and shit? I'm not familiar with any of his previous work.
Yeah, I know. You do, I seen some of his...
You seen some of his other styles, bro?
That's what I'm rooting for.
You don't like McGregor?
Nah, I mean, I fuck with him.
Oh, you're not a fan of McGregor.
Yeah, Vince Parker, man. But I fuck with
Cowboy more.
Yeah, no, that's what I was asking. Does anybody know about anything about this other dude? Because everything I know about
Cowboy. We're not familiar with his work.
Him, but maybe the other dude.
Like, oh, yeah, dude.
I'm going to cheer for the other
dude. That
hit. Unless y'all got a
reason. I don't have a reason to, too. For real.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Is the other dude a good guy?
Is he the good guy and this is the bad guy, bro?
I definitely can't cheer for Conor McGregor.
Because he's the villain, right?
About the other guy.
He's the villain or is he the hero?
He's the hero. Donald Cowboy.
Conor McGregor is the hero.
What's going on with this guy?
I'm saying.
He's the villain, bro. He's the villain.
The other guy?
Yeah, I guess he the villain.
He the
and I guess Conor McGregor is the hero. Conor McGregor is Batman, and this guy's the Riddler. Of sorts.
Yeah, like his
record
may not be of sorts.
Of sorts.
For real,
man.
Of sorts.
Here we go.
I ain't never even heard of Batman.
Look at him, they
okay, they are. Okay. Okay. He's trying to pack him out.
Here's my knee. You wanna fuck with my motherfucking lunchbox, nigga? I told your ass.
He's from United States, the greatest country in the world.
In the world. We are from the best.
I don't know. It might be Oklahoma.
I don't think I told
you. All right.
Yeah, he already beaten dude up.
Damn. Oh, wow.
Did dude go out like that?
Yeah.
That's
terrible.
Damn,
he is bullying this nigga, bro.
Damn.
Yo, the
rap
needs to.
Damn, wow. Wow.
Wow, bro.
Wow.
Destroy
that. Damn, he beat the sleeves off that nigga, dog.
Yo,
and then hugged him afterwards. Like, yeah, bro, thanks, bro. You know, I know I beat your ass and shit, bro.
Break it up, Dean. Goddamn.
I know I beat your ass, bro.
That fight was quick.
Damn.
Damn, that fight was quick.
But you know,
he beasted, dude.
He learned from fighting from Floyd, though. He picked up some shit, you know. Ain't nobody outstrike him, man. He was already a good striker. Dude. He boxed with a boxer and learned some.
Look at her. She like, wow, shit, blonde ass.
Floyd whooped his ass, but he learned a few tactics from boxing that he took back to that sport because he was already a bird.
Striker now.
So
he's
like, so he's like, oh, yeah, I got my ass whooped because this, that.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, now I'm on top of that shit. Yeah.
This dude he fought actually sucks ass.
Yeah, this Cerrone dude, he was trash, bro. That's why I was like, you know, I ain't never heard of this nigga. You know what I'm saying? I never heard of this nigga till now. You know what I'm saying? Of course you got your ass whooped, nigga.
He did not have no hands.
He didn't have hands. I don't give a fuck what's that. In this fight, he ain't had no hands.
Yeah, he ain't got no hands no more. He took his hands.
You hear me? Hands gone in this motherfucker.
Hey, that shit got armed.
That was like 12
just
seconds.
Instantly, bro. Yeah, he ducked him, but
damn, he kicked the shit out of him in the knee, man.
Yeah. Then he like, oh,
he showed
him
my shoulder.
Oh, damn. Damn, he showed
him. Oh, shit. I didn't know you
could
do that.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that either. He fucked dude up, bro.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, he shouldered
him,
bro.
You can use the shoulder in a fight, too.
That was after the shoulder punches.
Yeah.
Was that
dude Will? Damn, bro. He beat his ass, dog.
Hey.
Man, could you imagine getting your ass beat like that?
Boom.
Please don't beat my ass like that, bro. Don't even do that shit, bro.
The ref could have called it 10 seconds.
Where's my lunchbox?
He bleeding and shit.
Yeah, bro. Profusely too, bro. Straight up. That shit was blood splattering this motherfucker.
You can hit motherfuckers
with the shoulder.
Three times. Two or three elbow piece.
Mm-hmm. Undeniably.
Yeah.
That's nice, I guess.
I guess it's a skill.
Hey, I don't know where you picked that up.
Look at dude. I wouldn't even be standing right there and shit. I'd be like, bruh.
I never seen nobody get hit in the shoulder because that's like fucking my
blood. They put the hat on them and shit. Like, yeah. That opening.
He killed them.
Oh man!
Damn, he put
like,
bro,
like damn. This dude clean as hell.
You heard me? Like he been through World War.
Yeah, bro. My nigga, like shit. I'm finna go out tonight and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look. He got his flag on. Hey, like, yeah, nigga, my heart still.
Yeah, bro.
He break sweat.
No yeah,
he didn't, bro.
Crazy good.
40 seconds.
That 40 shit crazy. 40 seconds, bro.
Damn.
It should have been like 25. The ref should have called it earlier.
Wow. He happy and shit.
And then he talking all shit.
Yeah.
Shit on him. I beat the shit out of him with my shoulder. I beat his ass with my shoulder.
This shit has never been done before.
Yeah,
bro.
Be like, bro, how did you lose? Yeah. That nigga hit me with my three shoulder punches.
Yeah, bro.
Like, what?
Hey,
that's
shoulder
a real broad
shoulder man. Yeah, bro, that's broad
shoulder man, bro. In the flesh. All flesh and shoulders.
Fuck nah.
Yeah, bro, it was a three-piece.
All flesh and shoulders for your ass, nigga.
But that was a good
yeah,
knee.
Yeah, that, but ooh, there we go.
But then look.
But then these shoulders,
ooh. Was when he came out with a pink punch in
there. Come here. Get another shoulder. That one hit his eye. This one smashed his nose. Damn.
Hey, that shoulder startled him.
I mean, he fucked that
dude.
That
shit
up,
had never
bro.
Been done before, bro.
He kicked that dude's ass.
Because it seemed like the first one straight was like, damn, like niggas doing this shit? Like, damn. Oh, shit.
The second one busted his eye. The third one fucked his
and it's
nose
like,
up.
Bro, was just gently hitting him with the motherfuckers, too. Bro, like, that's because, bro, let him in. Like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't play no defense on that nigga. Look at him. This is for back home, baby. I heard he said he wanted to kick Floyd ass again.
This is for Danny,
boy. Did he even hit Floyd, bro?
Hell no. Floyd got immaculate defense.
Yeah, bro.
Shoulder rolling all this shit.
Defense?
No, Floyd definitely let him get a couple hits in. Yeah. It was part of what was just like so humiliating.
But Floyd got a chance to, you know. A new contact
yeah,
punch.
Yeah.
Floyd
yeah.
Let him think that he was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Until, like, what was it? Like, the eighth or ninth round.
Yeah,
dude, suddenly
he
was just like dead
and like,
couldn't move his
like,
hands anymore.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You
explain how he beat him up.
Yeah. Okay, well, just
show
him. Different, like, sports are.
See, I
like,
did a
like,
bunch of jumping.
Friday, it's like you get three rounds in boxing.
Hey, like, that nigga called a dude with the braids in the crowd. That nigga got hands.
What? Yeah. Call him out, like,
yeah.
It was so wrong.
Hey, bro, but it's a middleweight dude that's undefeated. I don't know how to say his name, but ain't nobody fucking with that dude, bro. And he from Nigeria. He's the middleweight champion.
Look at him. He's just like, he's like, you know,
he gave.
I'm just really grateful for the opportunity to be here. Like, fuck nah, bro.
Hey,
like,
damn, you got it.
Yeah, you guys remember this really old guy?
Like, who the hell did you beat, bro? Get the fuck yeah, out of here. It said that nigga record was 36-14, like.
Now it's 15.
Damn, that nigga straight.
He should retire now. I thought, man.
Fuck 12, bro.
It's from 2013. I know you weren't born yet.
Did you say fuck 12, though?
Between 2013 and 2013. 2013. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12. 4/12.